Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today's Monday, 4th of January 2016, and here in Auroville is hazy and crispy morning on 18 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from lower 21 to high of 30, with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour, and maximum ultraviolet index is 8, which is very high. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 30%. On 31st of December, we were informed that Mr. Ramanathan, the engineer who worked in the olden days with Roger, Piero and other members of the Matthew Mandir team, has left his body in Pondicherry. And we were also informed on 2nd of January that at noontime, our brother Aurovillian, Georges Blanchet, left his body at the age of 65 at PIMS Hospital due to a general system collapse originally caused by possibility lung festering infection in the lungs. Farewell, George, and go and come. Our warmest condolences go to his daughter and to grandchildren in France. Today at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa Hall in Kalabumi, we are invited to piano recital by Noam Shiran and Maya Hartman, with music of Beethoven, Chopin, Mozart, Clementi and others, including Schubert's beloved Fantasy in F minor for piano four hands. In addition, Noam Shiran will improvise live at the concert of familiar tunes. Noam Shiran has been featured on the three continents in venues including Carnegie Halls, Zanecki Hall, Ravinia and Marlborough Festivals, Royal Conservatories of Brussels and The Hague, and Cultural Center of the Philippines. He's a music professor at the Juilliard School and the Curtis Institute. Winner of the Pro Music International Award, pianist Maya Hartman has performed widely, including solo recitals at Carnegie Hall, Wheel Recital Hall and the Salle Courtauld in Paris. She has appeared at many festivals, including the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland and Music at Menlo in California. On Wednesday, 6th of January, from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at SIRE Meeting Room on 2nd floor, Resident Assembly Service invites us to a general meeting of detailed development plan presented by Luis Feducci. It will start with an open space of tea and talk from 4 to 4:30. Plans will be displayed to walk through, and Luis and Kaya will be there to guide. The Resident Assembly Service just learned that Luis Feducci will be leaving on Friday already, and they want to take the opportunity of his visit to meet with all the residents. It is a chance to listen to him and to have a better understanding of the process and his planning proposal itself. The TDC, L'Avenir d'Auroville, had asked him as a consultant to develop a detailed development plan for residential zone sector 1 and 2. This interactive event is one step in the process of approval from residents. Luis and his team have already revised his earlier present proposal based on the feedback received from the community as well as the feedback given from architects in Auroville who have met him during his last visit in Auroville. This revised proposal is the base of this interactive meeting with the wider community, and it will be finalized a short time after listening to our concerns raised in the event. And the next step would be the final proposal will be presented again to the community for a 3 weeks feedback process. The Resident Assembly Service will assist the TDC in organizing an open feedback process with compilation of concerns and will publish the reply together. Luis will explain the process, the step of developing his concept, and he will guide us in the understanding of the proposed planning concept. His presentation will end with a reference to the next phase, the implementation. His contract will end as he hands over his finalized concept to the TDC. The implementation is in our hands. The presentation will give a space for questions and for hearing our concerns. It is a space where we would like to stay focused on the discussion related to this groundwork. The working committee will brief the community soon in another meeting about the proposed changes in the structuring of the TDC itself. Kari is just visiting Doshi and Dr. Karan Singh now and will keep us informed. On 22nd of January at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m., Auroville Council invites us to a general meeting on the new draft FAMC mandate. And they are saying that they would like to present to us the new draft of FAMC mandate after having received an integrated feedback from the residents of Auroville. More information on the mandate and the feedback received is available on the AuroNet, and it will be also circulated via the mass mail system of Resident Assembly Service. Hard copies will be available at the Auroville Council desk. The purpose of this meeting would be to discuss and finalize this mandate before organizing the decision-making event. The Orbit Council invites to all to a general meeting where the members of the subgroup who work on the mandate will be present for a question and answer session. On Thursday, 7th of January, for sunset at 5:30 p.m. in the hall at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to Indian classical New Year's recital with Kinvant Bhoktal on Bansuri and Sundara Serafina on Veena. At Unity Pavilion on Thursday, 7th at 7 p.m., we are invited to an interactive presentation by Professor Dr. Sedef Kumar with the title Losing Face and the Face of Fear, From Fear to Freedom. What is our face and why do we fear to lose it? Why and how does fear freeze the river of our lives? Is there a way of stepping into freedom from fear? Based on his forthcoming book, 7,000 Million Degrees of Freedom, Dr. Sedef Kumar presented this interactive program on the nature and dynamics of fear and the necessity of freeing ourselves from it. On Friday, 8th of January at 8 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we can listen to Light in Darkness interdisciplinary performance with original stories, poetry, moving images, movement and music, created and performed by Hamish, multimedia by Christoph and directed by Fif. Limited seating, so you need to arrive by 7:50 p.m. And the exhibition of original photos and poetry of Light in Darkness still runs at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture until January 13. The presentation is made possible through the generosity of the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and Canadian Pavilion, Komali Mehdi Clown Academy and Brain Fever Media Production and Stifting Desire. And the next day, on Saturday, January 9th at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Theatre, Ellen Chavanadi Road, we can see My Autopsy, written and performed by Hamish Boyd and directed by Fifi Fernandez, appearing courtesy of the Canadian Actors Equity Association. Anna Schmeckis with Each One Teach One is back in town, and on Saturday, 9th of January, they will be at Orville Institute of Applied Technology, IAT, at Irumbai Main Road, opposite of Tamil Nadu Electrical Board Station in Irumbai Post Vanurak Talam in Vilupuram. This year, Anne has brought two breakdancers and a video journalist from Germany to have a week of fun, learning and exchange with their students. But we are invited to the following program on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With AVAG Women in the Morning, IAT students and Wellwards volunteers will discuss what we can do against violence. At 11 a.m, Hans is going to talk about how to deal with violence and harassment and will teach some of self-defense movements. Following will be lunch, and at 2 p.m, the students will perform what they have learned over the week in breakdance and capoeira, show the painting on peace, listen to the poems on peace, watch the videos, mates, and they will round up the program with the young Mohanam dramas. Also on Saturday about 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can see and hear presentation on robotics, automation, engineering and beyond presented by Kilol. Kilol grew up in Oroville and went through the Oroville education system from the kindergarten through transition school and finally TFL, which turned into future school halfway through. He went then to San Jose State University in California to study mechanical engineering and mechatronics, where robotics and automation quickly became his full-time profession. For the past 3 years, Kilol has integrated robots into semiconductor system and also had the opportunity to work for the Intuitive Surgical, a company that advances automation and robotics in healthcare with the Da Vinci surgical system. And we would like to remind you that Jinga Saroba, which is Professor Samukada India with his students, is organizing the festival to celebrate the first venue of Capoeira Mastery in Orbit with 4 days of workshop, hodas, music, craft, dance, shows and more to discover or perfect the art of Capoeira. The event is open to all Capoeiristas and Capoeira enthusiasts from India and abroad and everybody else. But you need to register as soon as possible. The guest teachers would be Mestre Branco from Jinganago from Brazil, Monitor Sukuri from CDO India, Monitor Chico from CDO India, and others to be announced. And of course, even if you're not gonna participate and you inspire, you can donate to financial service account 251616. To make that festival to be really, really joyful and fun. This year, 14th of February, Marathon Run is happening, and they will have getting ready with the plan of Marathon Market. And if you're interested in having a stall or your product or services on day 13 and 14, half day, details will be sent to you once finalized. But you need to register your organization by sending an email to marathonmarket@oroville.org in, and registration closed on 15th of January. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., there would be a special film screening for students from Oroville Film Festival. EOP presents two films, The Betrayal and The Guards, screening at Cinema Paradiso. The producer of the film, Flora Fernandez-Marengo, will be present to introduce the films and answer the questions at the end. All students and interested adults are welcome. Otherwise, today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, there was a screen interview with Charlie on her life and work in Oroville. Charlie was a child in the early experimental school Equals One in Pondicherry with a very free and activity-based education. Charlie is also speaking about the early days in Oroville and about education, the wish for more and higher education created by Learning Center and then Future School. Sherubindo wrote, "Cease inwardly from thought and word, be motionless within you. Look upward into the light and outward into the vast cosmic consciousness that is around you. Be more and more with the brightness and the vastness. Then will truth down on you from above and flow in on you from all around you." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.